Hello, my name's Hamish Curry. I'm an orthopaedic foot and ankle surgeon working with Orthopaedic Associates Melbourne. I'd like to talk to you today about ankle instability and ankle sprains. These are very common injuries seen in younger patients, often associated with sporting activity, but may also occur with day-to-day activities. They result in an inversion injury to the ankle, which causes tearing of the lateral ligament complex and can also injure other parts of the joint, including the peroneal tendons on the lateral side of the ankle and the cartilage surface of the talus. Initial presentation is with swelling, bruising on the lateral side of the ankle. This is associated with medial-sided pain due to contusion of the deltoid ligament. Initial treatment of acute ankle sprain is with rest, ice, compression and elevation. X-rays can be performed to exclude an ankle fracture. These often show avulsion fractures arising from the tip of the fibula. These fractures do not require specific treatment themselves, as they do represent a ligament injury and can be treated as such. Injuries to the talar dome are more important and do need consideration for surgical treatment. Initial management is also protected weight bearing. This may be either with crutches only or a cam boot in some situations where the pain is severe. Patients should attend a physiotherapist early on in the treatment to begin a rehabilitation program, as 90% of patients with this injury will return to normal function without the need for surgery. The initial physiotherapy works on swelling management, progressing to a range of movement program, strength and balance retraining. In the 10 to 20% of patients who do have ongoing problems such as pain or instability, further management options include the use of a lace-up brace and a steroid injection into the ankle to settle the synovitis. If patients fail to improve over 6 weeks, consideration should be made for further investigation such as an MRI scan to evaluate for the presence of an osteochondral lesion of the talar dome, as this may be causing the symptoms. In the longer term, the 10 to 20% of patients who have instability may require surgical treatment to address this. In general, by 6 weeks, most patients are significantly improved, and by 3 months, they are returning to most of their recreational walking and activities. Full return to sport can take 4 to 6 months from the injury. If you have any further questions, I'm happy to be contacted to discuss this further.